Grand Rapids 105.3 Hot FM. Ken Evans and Rachel Gray, Date or Dump today. Some people are getting wound up about Date or Dump today.
No.
Now, again, don't take Date or Dump too seriously. And this is why I waited to answer the question you asked me right before the break. These usually aren't very long-term relationships. Every once in a while, somebody will send in a message, and it gets serious because you're like, oh, they've been dating for like 6 years.
Right.
And like we get to like marriage point. Like this dude's been dating this chick for 6 months. I tend to default to dump simply because if you're already like a little skittish that far, don't waste your time.
I feel like that too. It's a waste of life.
It's a waste of
life. I'm saying in the aspect you enjoy life and if things aren't going the way it is, make a change. And if your girlfriend's 20 years old, and trick-or-treating. It's time to make a change.
Yeah, we had a situation here where Travis heard Jackie Greene talking about the teenagers trick-or-treating. He's like, let me tell you something. I'm dating this chick for 6 months. Her and her friends legit go door-to-door trick-or-treating. She's 20 years old.
Yeah, I don't think so. Move on.
We've heard from a lot of adults trick-or-treating. Are you surprised this morning?
I am. I am very surprised because there's no way that I would get in costume and go, can I have candy too? No.
Interesting situation here. Laura checks in on Facebook. Dump. I would have loved to see these people show up at my parents' house. Mom gave out apples from a local orchard, cupcakes and sandwich bags full of candy. Kids were interviewed. Name, parents' name, age, where do you live? If they didn't fit her criteria, they returned away empty-handed.
Her mom portion controlled the children with sandwich bags of candy.
Needless to say, our jack-o'-lanterns were smashed every year.
Wow, they hated your house.
Oh, wow, that's funny. Sometimes, like, my son trick-or-treats, and every once in a while, you'll get that person, like, hey, where do you live? Hey, what are you doing? And he's like, keep your candy. We'll go to the next house.
They ask that questions?
Yeah, it's always older people. It's older people. And he was younger than that sometimes.
That's incredible.
Like, it's funny, though, because he's like, I don't need friction here. We're just going to move along. And they were like, no, come back. I'll give you candy.
Aw, poor funny. Little pumpkin.
Oh, he's fine. He's fine.
I feel bad for him.
He's fine. He's very mature. He just gets his laugh.
Yeah, to hell with you.
Like, he gets it better than this 20-year-old. Candy's not really worth it. Like, okay, I got plenty. Got a whole bucket here. There's a whole row of houses, right. Lady. I feel like he's like a miniature 50-year-old man sometimes.
Really?
We're good to go.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, some people quiz you. I don't know.
That seems nuts to me that they'll ask questions. It's just a kid in the neighborhood. Are people afraid of, like, neighborhood hoppers or something?
I don't know. Did your parents ever do that?
Yeah,
see, I don't know your situation when you grew up. Did you grow off kind of well off?
I grew up in a cornfield, Ken.
In a cornfield. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, I really did. And so, we went to my aunt's house to trick-or-treat.
So, yeah, I lived kind of out in the country when I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. I lived in Ohio for a little bit before I came back to Detroit. And, you know, we would go to the nice neighborhoods. And,
that's what we did.
Yeah, and then every once in a while I'd be like, so where do you guys live? Like, I'd always be like, down the block.
You lied?
I don't know. I was getting a full-size candy bar. I wasn't about to screw it up for everybody.
Man, you really did go to the rich people house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My mom scoped it out.
Fun size. Nobody wants fun size.
Yeah, no. You want the full
funny,
size.
Funny, because we started out talking about how Ken's a big guy.
That's right. That's right. You don't want fun size.
We now know why.
Yeah, exactly. Got to go to those neighborhoods. Well, I wasn't a big kid, though. That's what's weird. So I have
kidding.
A weird... No, I'm just saying. Like, that's why I don't have Some people have a whole thing about it. If you're bigger, we talked about that a little bit. We'll probably get into that more in the show later.
What, that you were a big kid, too?
Yeah, like, if you grew up fat, you're totally different than, like, somebody who just got fat as an adult, because... for other reasons.
I've been chubby my whole life.
So, that's not what we're talking about, though. We're trying
off
to figure out... I wonder, too, I mean... would that matter if this chick is like a little on the heavier side? She's just trying to get more candy on Halloween.
I see where you're going. Does that affect?
I mean,
I really hope that Travis is not that shallow.
Okay. Well, he's dating her for 6 months.
Right. He must like her.
Yeah. He's just not sure about this whole thing about going door to door for candy when you're 20 years old.
Yeah. No thanks.
Is this a date or dump situation here? We want to hear from you. Link up Facebook, Twitter, and more. 105.3 Hot FM. It's Ken Evans and Rachel Gray. Good morning.